With the recreational use of marijuana now legal in Michigan, there's still quite a bit of confusion on how that will impact our everyday lives. This is Lisa Berry. So Eastern Michigan University is organizing a panel event they're calling Let's Be Blunt About Marijuana Legalization. And joining us now on 89.1 WEMU to tell us more about that are Nicholas Pomonti, EMU Student Wellness Coordinator, and Sean Wolf, Director of Eastern's Office of Wellness and Community Responsibility. Welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us about this upcoming panel. What's happening?
Yeah, so the Cannabis Education Coalition here at EMU has set up a panel event. As you mentioned, the name is Let's Be Blunt About Marijuana Legalization. And the point of this panel is to bring students and community members alike together and offer them an opportunity to ask questions about how this new law will impact the community, to make sure that they're familiarized with it, and then also get that information from trusted, respected individuals who are experts in this field.
Who's coming? Who will be participating?
Yeah, we have Senator Jeff Irwin from Ann Arbor, and he was the one who introduced legislation to remove low-level marijuana crimes from people's records if they were now legal under the new law. We also have Dr. Kevin Benke, who is a THC and opioid pain management researcher, so he'll be able to talk a little bit about the risks, benefits, and side effects of use, as well as a community relations police officer from here at EMU, Tim Szczynski, to talk about how this is going to affect the surrounding community and our campus.
Conduct and legality of using marijuana. You can't use it on campus, correct, Sean?
No, not on campus. So because we receive federal funds, we have to stay clear with the Drug-Free Schools Act. So we have to process any cannabis violation. So even though it's legal in the state of Michigan, because it's a Schedule I drug federally, we were held to that.
Do you think people understand what's going on there with that?
I think that they're starting to. I mean, I think that there's still some questions, especially around medical marijuana, where students will say, you know, this is what my doctor told me to take. Why can't I take it on campus? And we have to explain to them how that's different and how the federal government won't allow that to happen.
So do you have an agenda? Do you know what topics you'll be addressing?
We have some great questions lined up just to get things rolling at the panel event that mainly deal with what are the specifics of the law so that the audience members know that they're not accidentally breaking them, as well as the risks, benefits, and side effects of use.
Who do you envision coming to this?
We're hoping to get members throughout the community. We've promoted the event to in senior citizen homes, in community resource centers, in some of the distribution centers, certainly around campus. One of the things that we think is really important is that as new products come on the market, people who are maybe used to smoking marijuana in the leaf form know that some of the ingestion rates are different on some of these other products, specifically on the edibles, which is where on campus we've seen students have some trouble where they overestimated their ability to indulge.
I've done features on it, and you can get marijuana in cotton candy, you can get it in fudge, you can get it in gummy bears. Is that what you're referring to, something along those lines?
Sure, yeah, and you have a little green gummy bear, and it seems innocuous, and so you eat one, and nothing happens, and then you eat another one, and that's when things go sideways.
How does one even learn about that?
So that's actually one of the print materials that we are putting up around campus and in the local dispensaries, you know, flyers and posters that list the activation times for different types of ingestion, whether it be edibles or smoking or vaping, putting it under your tongue or even on your skin. So we're trying to educate both on campus here, but as well as take our flyers and posters out into the community and give this information in the spaces that people are going to be purchasing the product from. We think that's really important.
And I want to be clear that, you know, as an office, we're not encouraging or discouraging the use, but we recognize that people are going to be using marijuana and that it's going to be on the recreational market. And so we really want to get out in front of it and make sure that people are using in a way that is safe and appropriate for them.
I was surprised to hear that Eastern Michigan University even has a cannabis education coalition. The CEC, is that relatively new?
It's new this year.
Yeah. Okay. And why was that formed?
You know, for just the reasons I was saying before, as we realized this was going to be a concern for students and there were going to be educational pieces that we needed to fill in, we wanted to make sure that we had a group of people who were stakeholders in the community. So, you know, we reached out to our Housing and Residence Life. We reached out to EMUPD. We reached out to our Office of Health Promotion. So all of these different constituents around campus so that we could get on message and make sure that we all sort of agreed with what we thought students needed to know.
That's Sean Wolf. He's director of Eastern Michigan University's Office of Wellness and Community Responsibility. We're also talking to Nicholas Pomonti, EMU Student Wellness Coordinator, about an upcoming panel event they're having called Let's Be Blunt About Marijuana Legalization. Do you think this panel has all the answers? Are we all kind of learning as we go?
You know, I don't think that the panel will have all the answers. There's a lot of anecdotal stories about the effects of marijuana and cannabis products, but not a ton of clinical research on it. And I think as our country continues to legalize it both medicinally and recreationally, we'll be allowed to do more research on it and hopefully know more about it. So we don't have all the answers at this point, but we definitely have people on the panel who will know the most at this point in time and give you the best answer possible, especially in terms of, the specifics of the law and things like that.
And I think maybe what's most important is that we start opening up the conversation in a really honest way, because this is going to have an impact on our communities. And whether that's a positive impact or a negative impact remains to be seen. But we need to be having open conversations about it.
Will you be discussing CBD oil? We seem to see that everywhere now. And that, I know that's not a THC-infused part of marijuana, but it is associated with it, is it not?
Yes, CBD is associated. From the perspective of the university, CBD isn't psychoactive. It's not something that's prohibited federally. That's certainly allowed on campus and should be allowed anywhere else. The cops are never going to pull you over for CBD oil. Nick probably knows more about the health benefits of it than I do.
Yeah, I think we're definitely going to get questions about CBD during the panel discussion, just because it's everywhere that you see these days, whether it's a gas station or a legitimate dispensary, right? So I think we're going to get a lot of those questions, and where I think a lot of the questions around CBD will be, does it actually work for everything that it says it does? And I think that our clinical research is a little bit behind in answering that, but I can almost guarantee that there'll be some questions asked about balancing the titration of THC to CBD, because I know a lot of people out there, especially if they've taken too much THC, whether that be from smoking or from an edible, they sometimes use CBD to level out the anxiety that happens from taking too much THC. So I can almost guarantee we'll get some questions about that, and Dr. Kevin Benke will be able to shed some light on that topic.
Does it concern either one of you, being wellness advocates, that we are now diving into recreational marijuana use, and yet we have mentioned several times here there's not been a lot of clinical research on it?
I think the best answer to that question is we don't fully understand what the effects will be in terms of the human body and in terms of the unintended consequences of the law, but marijuana has been around for a very long time. It's been heavily used for a very long time.
Yeah, and I think we also can't talk about reducing the harm of marijuana without talking about the harm that having it be illegal has caused in terms of criminalizing folks who maybe aren't doing anything too terrible, or pushing people to engage in criminal acts to get marijuana. I guess I sort of wonder if everybody who wants to be using marijuana is already using marijuana.
Yeah, and do you think they are?
Yeah, I kind of think that. And I'd be curious to see how usage rates actually change when we have retail cannabis.
Is this free and open to the public, this event?
Absolutely.
Yep.
We'll put links to it on our webpage, WEMU.org. Nicholas Pomonti, EMU Student Wellness Coordinator. Sean Wolf, Director of Eastern's Office of Wellness and Community Responsibility. Thank you so much for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.
Thank you.